Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Will Self, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Cam Newton injuring his throwing hand when he banged it on a helmet in a workout last week. Not considered a major injury. Head coach Bill Belichick confirming that Thursday.
He's doing all right. He won't participate today, but you know he's getting better.
So nothing serious?
No. Well, he's not out there, but he'll I think he'll be all right, yeah.
NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Todd Gurley visited the Ravens on Thursday, a former Pro Bowl running back rushing for 9 touchdowns with the Falcons last season. Meanwhile, Chiefs guard Kyle Long suffering a lower leg injury at OTAs Wednesday. Our very own Tom Pelissero reporting Long could be ready, though, for week 1. Long took to Twitter thanking everyone for the well wishes. It's official, Bears fans. Justin Fields has agreed to a 4-year fully guaranteed contract. This according to our Tom Pelissero. Fields getting nearly $19 million, which includes a signing bonus of just over $11 million. The Bears, of course, moving up 9 spots to draft Fields with the 11th pick. Fields will battle it out with Andy Dalton for the starting job. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas missing 9 games last season after suffering an ankle injury in week 1. New Orleans Pro Bowl receiver is still on the road to recovery but is participating in OTAs. Head coach Sean Payton liking where Thomas is heading.
Yeah, look, he's here and participating. He looks good. You still monitor it, pay attention to it, you know, and scan it, all those things. He's getting treatment, doing the things necessary. So far, so good.
The Seahawks wrapping up their latest stretch of OTAs Thursday before next week's mandatory minicamp. And quarterback Russell Wilson took some time to put the trade rumors from earlier this year behind him.
In terms of the trade talks, I think anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happening, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that. And I think that's just a reality. But I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here. And I'm here to win. And I'm here to win it all.
Kyler Murray and the Cardinals at work this week. Kyler also entertaining discussing with reporters baseball, the sport he has chewed to pursue his NFL dreams. But he says that's not necessarily a permanent decision.
I know everybody around here probably, feels different about it. But, me personally, I play the game my whole life. Like, if I ever had the opportunity, for sure, I would definitely go for it. Like, that's what we're talking about. And I'm sure anybody else asking me would too. So, I don't know. I'm not trying to start anything. I'm just talking.
The Titans, with a roster addition last weekend, fellow by the name of Julio Jones. You might have heard of him. The 32-year-old former Falcon at work in his first Titans practice, and understandably the man with well over 12,000 career receiving yards is still confident.
At the end of the day, I believe in me. I know what I have in the tank. And we're talking about age is 32. Like, I'm young. Like, in football, you can say it's old, but you either do it or you don't. This game don't change for me. I'm still fast and still strong. For those who questioning my health and things like that, just stay tuned.
Can't wait to see Julio, A.J. Brown, and Derrick Henry on the field together. I think we can expect to see a lot of toe drag swag and angry runs nominees out of Tennessee this season. Well, that'll do it for me. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Will Selvin. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.